From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id.
Listener, how are you today? It is nice to meet you again with me, Putri, to accompany you in 60 minutes ahead. In today's edition, we would like to present some information, started from news from across the country, and so forth. Also, there are Indonesian pop songs. Well, listener, I will begin with news. Stay with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id.
This is Voice of Indonesia with the news read by Rahmawati. First, the headlines. Journalists in digital era should uphold core values. Omicron hospitalization lesser than Delta. Now the news in detail. The Indonesian Communication and Informatics Ministry expects journalists working in the digital era to follow the core values of journalism as a benchmark to address today's information explosion. The core values of journalism serve as a guideline for journalists to remain credible and trustworthy to the public in the midst of a rampant spread of hoaxes in the cyberspace. It was stated by Director General of Information and Public Communication at the Communication and Information Technology, Usman Kansong, during a webinar on Monday, as reported by Antara. We move to Coordinating Minister for Maritime Affairs and Investment, Luhut Binsar Panjaitan, who highlighted that despite national COVID-19 cases having spiked again, the rates of hospitalization and deaths were still much lower than those during the Delta variant wave. As reported by Antara, Panjaitan at a press conference on Monday said the provinces of Jakarta, West Java, and Banten, for examples of such trend in which their COVID-19 cases had increased swiftly. However, he drew attention to Bali as it needed additional assistance due to a trend of increasing cases that exceeded the peak of the Delta wave. Their hospital occupancy rate had also increased. Next, we have the commitment of the Parliamentary Forum of Mexico, Indonesia, South Korea, Turkey, and Australia, or MICTA, that is expected to help improve global conditions. It was stated by the House of Representatives, or DPRRI Speaker, Puan Maharani, as quoted by Antara on Monday. She has also noted the tension among major countries has escalated lately. We end the national news with the Law and Human Rights Minister, Yasona Hamonangan Lauli, who has said the government has extended the free legal aid program for the underprivileged or poor people again. This legal aid shows the state's role in protecting and guaranteeing citizens' human right to access justice and equality before law. It was stated by Minister Yasona on Monday as reported by Antara. He has informed that the legal aid is being provided through 619 legal aid organizations that have passed the verification and accreditation process. The legal aid program exists due to the incapability of many people within the nation to access legal services because of financial difficulties. Now we move to the international news. North Korea's parliament pledged to develop the economy and improve people's livelihoods in the face of a persevering struggle against international sanctions and the coronavirus pandemic. As reported by Reuters.com, the Supreme People's Assembly, the reclusive state's rubber stamp parliament, gathered on February 6 to 7 to discuss the budget and adopt laws on child care and the protection of overseas residents. Leader Kim Jong-un did not attend the meeting, which was led by Ko Roh Yong-hae, his key aide who chairs the SPA Standing Committee. Next, British Prime Minister Boris Johnson said sanctions and other measures will be ready in the event of a Russian attack on Ukraine, and his government will ask Parliament for sanctions on Russian individuals and companies. We end the news with a Nepalese government report leaked to the BBC accuses China of encroaching into Nepal along the two countries' shared border. It is the first time there have been official claims from Nepal of Chinese interference in its territory. As reported by BBC.com, the report was commissioned last September following claims that China has been trespassing in the district of Humla in the far west of Nepal. China's embassy in Kathmandu denies there has been any encroachment. The Nepalese government has not yet responded to queries from the BBC. Well, listener, next we present you Diplomatic Corner.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, here is Diplomatic Corner. The Indonesian Embassy in Canberra, along with an Indonesian retail bookstore, provided teaching materials for Indonesian language teachers in Australia. They made a digital smart library. In a written statement in Jakarta on Friday, the cooperation signing was done by Indonesian Embassy Canberra Education and Culture Attaché Muhammad Najib and Gramedia Marketing and Merchandising Director Hadi Prayitno. The smart library has books in Indonesian that can be used as a material by teachers and students. Muhammad Najib said that the smart library has been available since 2021. However, the use was not optimal because of limited books. Najib further said that, considering the enthusiasm of the teachers, the Indonesian Embassy is committed to increasing the number of books and titles so that they can be used by more learning levels of Indonesian language in Australia. He hoped the teachers could have more teaching materials. As a result, the learning quality in class improves. Meanwhile, Indonesian Consul General in Sydney, Vedi Kurnia Buana, said that Australia has more Indonesian language learners outside Indonesia. He hoped that the smart library can enhance the Australian students' interest to learn the Indonesian language. Well, listener, that was Diplomatic Corner, read by Ahmad Faisal.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, the program Diplomatic Corner ends the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Voice of Indonesia.
I'll begin today in history with February 8, 1942, when the city of Banjarmasin in South Kalimantan burned down. After the defeat of the Allies in Asia during the Second World War, Japan entered South Kalimantan on February 6, 1942. On February 8, 1942, three Dutch ships entered the city of Banjarmasin to evacuate all Dutch people there to the island of Java. The Dutch then carried out the burning down policy by forming a special destroyer corps. The goal was that the buildings and facilities in Banjarmasin could not be used by the Japanese. Banjarmasin became a sea of fire due to dynamite explosions. Riots are inevitable at that time. Warehouses, houses, shops, and offices were looted. Moving on to February 8, 1963, when Ba'ath Party coup in Iraq overthrew Abdul Karim Qasim government. Iraqi Prime Minister Abdul Karim Qasim first came to power through the revolution of July 14, 1958. After overthrowing the Kingdom of Iraq on February 8, 1963, Abdul Karim Qasim's reign ended after the Ramadan revolution run by Ba'ath Party. Qasim was killed and Salam Arif became president of Iraq, who later died in a helicopter accident in 1966. I'll end today in history with February 8, 1979, when Africa's longest-serving president Denis Sassou Nguesso first sworn in. Denis Sassou Nguesso is the longest-serving president on the African continent. He was appointed president of the Republic of Congo for his first terms on February 8, 1979 by the military. But later he was exiled to Paris from 1992 to 1997. He returned to power in 1997 after overthrowing President Pascal Issoba. Denis Sassou Nguesso then won the presidential election in 2002 and 2009. March 2021, he again won the most votes in the presidential election, beating six other candidates.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo choku yo shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
让整确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Forgo the getting over bragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 virus durch richtiges Tragen von Masken. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Sometimes
You are still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Next segment that we'll present is My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
The cooperation that exists between Indonesia and Russia has not been affected so far by the tension that occurred on Russia's border with Ukraine. This is because conditions in Russia itself are relatively normal, despite the news that there will be a Russian invasion of Ukraine. Indonesian ambassador to Russia, Jose Tavares, stated this on Sunday, as quoted by Tempo.co. He also said that the trade between the two countries in 2021 had increased very substantially. According to Jose Tavares, so far the cooperation between the two countries has not been affected. In fact, apart from trade and investment, the two countries can develop many cooperation. Regarding cooperation in the trade sector between Indonesia and Russia, the Embassy of the Republic of Indonesia found out that there are 21 types of potential products that can be sold to Russia, ranging from clothing, footwear, household appliances, to electronic goods. As for commodities, palm oil, tea, coffee, rubber, cocoa, tropical fruit, fishery products, and pharmaceutical are entry points for Indonesian products to enter the Russian market. In addition, many Russian tourists also visit Indonesia. In 2019, Russian tourist visits to Indonesia reached almost 160,000 people, with an average spending of $2,000 with a visit period of about 2 weeks at tourist destinations. Meanwhile, regarding Indonesia's diplomatic position in responding to the Russia-Ukraine conflict, Ambassador Jose Tavares said, Indonesia still adheres to a free and active foreign policy, which will not lean towards any party. He explained that Indonesia's preference is for a difference to be resolved diplomatically, peacefully, without conflict.
Coffee and I sit down. Pour me room, but I feel chill inside. I keep dreaming, but I don't know. Walked all the steps, look at the window, the shadows appear. I try not to look for it, doesn't feel real. I'm lonely inside, but I know I'll be moving on. Universe speak, help me get through it. I cannot compete, my inner voice singing. No, 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 no. Remember on the day we went to watch the stars. Back then in June, when things were better by far. I thought I'd be seeing you again and wouldn't have to spend my time alone. Remember on the night we wished upon the stars. The melodies from heaven came into our heart, inspired us to do the things we could. Snow is falling on a city light. Upon the window I see clear skies. Sun is out and shining, oh so bright. How I wish that it was real. Hold on the steps, look at the window, the shadows appear. I try not to look for it, doesn't feel real. I'm only inside, but I don't know, I'll be moving on. Universe speak, help me get through it. I cannot compete, my universe singing. No, 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 no. Remember on the day we went to watch the stars. Big then in June when things were better by far. I thought I'd be seeing you again.
Radio Service, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world in Jakarta. Listener, now we'll present Indonesian Wonder about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
Hello, VOI listener. Welcome back to Indonesian Wonder from Voice of Indonesia. When traveling to Lombok, West Nusa Tenggara, there are many tourism attractions that you can visit. One of them is Kerandangan Nature Tourism Park. The park is surrounded by hills with a variety of plants and birds. Some of the attractions found in Kerandangan Nature Tourism Park are Putri Kembar Waterfall, Wallet Cave, and Eat Beraik Spring. This tourism park is located in Senggigi Persiapan Village, Batu Layar District, West Lombok Regency. And from Mataram, the capital of West Nusa Tenggara, this tourism attraction can be accessed by using land transportation for 25 minutes. When entering the Kerandangan Nature Tourism Park, you will immediately feel the cool air and see the beautiful scenery. You can do jungle trekking, explore rivers, go camping, apply environmental education, and observe plants and animals, especially birds. In Kerandangan, there are 59 bird species that have been identified by a joint team from the University of Mataram and the Center for Conservation and Natural Resources. These birds include rare and endemic species that are only found in a few locations in the world. One of them is Celepuk Rinjani bird. This bird is rare because it is endemic to the island of Lombok. Path access that has been arranged neatly and beautifully make it easier for you to get around enjoying the fresh air in this nature tourism park, as well as observing plants and birds. In addition, at some points, there are also park benches for you to rest and take photos. In addition to natural tourism and educational tours, you can also enjoy the beauty of waterfalls and natural caves that are very beautiful in this tourism park. To get to the Putri Kembar Waterfall and Wallet Cave, you need to take about 60 to 90 minutes or about 2 kilometers from the main door of the Kerandangan Nature Tourism Park. At this location, there is also an area of 20 hectares for camping ground. Up to 30 tents can be set up for camping. Camping locations have also been equipped with toilet facilities and other supporting facilities. Well, listener, that was Indonesian Wonder from Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Your voice were a lullaby.
Well, listener, the next segment is Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. In this program, we'll introduce you to some Indonesian vocabularies and expressions, and we invite you to speak in Indonesian. This program is a cooperation program between the Voice of Indonesia and the Department of Language Development and Language Education of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture.
Voice of Indonesia.
This is Voice of Indonesia with Let's Speak Indonesian, a program that introduces the Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to speak in the language. Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Indonesian is a joint initiative of Voice of Indonesia and the Language Development Agency of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture. Listener, today's topic is Semoga saya bisa bekerja dengan baik, which means I hope I can work well. Stay tuned. Listen to the conversation about Semoga saya bisa bekerja dengan baik, which means I hope I can work well. This conversation is between Kevin from Australia with his colleague Ayu in their office.
Selamat datang di kantor kami, Pak Kevin. Selamat bekerja.
Terima kasih, Bu Ayu. Semoga saya bisa bekerja dengan baik.
Having listened to the conversation, now I'm going to introduce some vocabulary and expressions related to the topic of the day. I'm going to say each word two times and you can repeat after me. Semoga saya bisa bekerja dengan baik. Semoga saya bisa bekerja dengan baik, which means I hope I can work well. Semoga, semoga, which means hopefully. Saya, saya, which means I. Bisa bekerja, bisa bekerja, which means can work. Dengan baik, which means well. Semoga cepat sembuh, which means get well soon. Semoga panjang umur, which means wish you long life. Semoga selamat sampai tujuan, which means have a safe trip. Semoga sukses, which means good luck. In the dialogue, you listen to the statement, Semoga saya bisa bekerja dengan baik. Semoga saya bisa bekerja dengan baik, which means I hope I can work well. In Indonesian language, the expression semoga, which means hopefully, is used to show hope. Semoga is followed by an expression about the hope. For example, saya bisa bekerja dengan baik. Saya bisa bekerja dengan baik, which means I can work well. Besides semoga, another hope expression in Indonesian is mudah-mudahan, which also means hopefully. For example, selamat datang di kantor kami, which means welcome to our office. Terima kasih, mudah-mudahan saya bisa bekerja dengan baik. Terima kasih, mudah-mudahan saya bisa bekerja dengan baik, which means thank you, hopefully I can work well. To a friend who is sick, you can say semoga cepat sembuh, which means get well soon. To a friend who is having a birthday, you can say, semoga panjang umur, semoga panjang umur, which means wish you long life. To a friend who will do a test or face a challenge, you may say, semoga sukses, which means good luck. Before we end today's Let's Speak Indonesian, let's listen to the conversation once more.
Selamat datang di kantor kami, Pak Kevin. Selamat bekerja.
Terima kasih, Bu Ayu. Semoga saya bisa bekerja dengan baik.
Listener, that was Let's Speak Indonesian for today. Hopefully, this edition can be useful for those of you who want to know more about Indonesian language. See you tomorrow with another interesting topic. I'm Rahma. Sampai jumpa.
I got you when you got me. I've been saying.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chakuyou shite COVID-19 no kansen kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
Rang zhenque pei tai kou zhao yi fang chi xin xing guang zhuang bing du fei yan de chuan bo. Wo de kou zhao bao hu ni, ni de kou zhao bao hu wo.
Evite la difusión del coronavirus, cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Welcome to Getting Over Bragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Masken. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
You are still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Listener, the next segment is Music Corner about music information in Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listener, in today's music corner, I'm going to present a Malay song entitled Kau Pergi Tanpa Relaku by Edi Silitonga. This song tells about a couple who are separated. The man doesn't want to be separated from his lover. He feels pain and sorrow. Although separated, the heart of the man seems to be sullen and gone with his lover. His life now is not as beautiful as before. Well, listener, here is the Malay song entitled Kau Pergi Tanpa Relaku by Edi Silitonga. Enjoy the song!
Come on.
Voice of Indonesia.
Kita mesti telanjang dan benar-benar bersih. Suci lahir dan di dalam batin. Tengoklah ke dalam sebelum bicara. Singkirkan debu yang masih melekat. Oh, singkirkan debu yang masih melekat. Du-du-du-du-du. Du-du-du-du. Oh, 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 oh. Anugerah dan bencana adalah kehendaknya. Kita mesti tabah menjalani. Hanya cambuk kecil agar kita sadar. Adalah dia di atas segalanya. Oh, adalah dia di atas segalanya. Anak menjerit-jerit, asap panas membakar, lahar dan badai menyapu bersih. Ini bukan hukuman, hanya satu isyarat bahwa kita mesti banyak berbenah. Memang bila kita kaji lebih jauh dalam kegalutan, masih banyak tangan yang tega berbuat nista. Oh, oh. Tuhan pasti telah memperhitungkan amal dan dosa yang kita perbuat. Kemanakah lagi kita kan sembunyi, hanya kepadanya kita kembali. Tak ada yang bakal bisa menjawab, mari hanya runduk sujud padanya. Du-du-du-du-du, du-du-du-du, oh-oh-oh, mesti berjuang memerangi diri. Bercermin dan banyaklah bercermin. Tuhan ada di sini, di dalam jiwa ini. Berusahalah agar dia tersenyum. Oh, berusahalah agar dia tersenyum. Du-du-du-du-du, du-du-du-du, oh, 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 oh.
Voice of Indonesia.
Terima kasih.
Well, listener, it is time for me to sign off now. Stay tuned with us in Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Don't forget to check out our other social media accounts such as Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, Twitter at VOI Indonesia, and Instagram, voice.of.indonesia. Or you can also send your email to voi@voinews.id. I'm Putri Safitradala. See you on the next English program.